This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Fornelli put out his quarterback rankings on CBS Sports. College football quarterback rankings yesterday. A lot of questions being thrown around on the socials about these. So let me just start from the top. A guy that has started a handful of games, but not probably enough to be ranked number one, Arch Manning from Texas. Go down to number two, Cade Klubnik from Clemson. Although Cade Klubnik finished the year strong last year. But the version of Cade Klubnik I saw against the Georgia Bulldogs to start the year, not good enough to be the number two quarterback. Carson Beck is at number three. A lot of questions about that one. Drew Aller from Penn State sitting there at four. Get all the way down. Let's go to SEC guys. Garrett Nussmeier's at six. Lenora Sellers at seven. And all the way down at number 10, your Florida Gators quarterback, DJ Lagway. You had a little bit of an issue with the fact that DJ was behind guys like Sawyer Robertson and Rocco Becht and Sam Levitt.
I have a problem with the fact that he's behind Garrett Nussmeier and, honestly, Arch
really?
Manning.
Well, and that's
I don't think Arch Manning should be one up here.
He shouldn't be one.
This is garbage. Oh, I'm sorry. If you have a certain name, you just get put wherever you want.
Now, I will say this. If there's anybody that hasn't lived off their name, it's probably Arch Manning. He hasn't taken any NIL deals that he probably could have taken. I know that his family made a very conscious effort not to do that until he was a starting quarterback. However, now he's a starting quarterback, and he's at the University of Texas.
So he's the best quarterback in college football based on what?
It's not like he didn't play last year at all. Like, this is not like
he didn't play a lot, and he wasn't better.
Who started more games, him or DJ Lagway? I guess it would have been Lagway, right?
Lagway.
Yeah. I still would have loved Lagway to see that Florida game against Georgia if he doesn't get carted off with
Rocco Beck has done more than Arch Manning. Cade Klubnik.
Well, Norris
Carson
Sellers
Beck.
Is a dog
yeah.
at South Carolina.
I think Sam Levitt is a really good player. And I think Drew Aller has a chance, but I'm not as sold on him. I just think Arch Manning is put here because he's Arch Manning.
I think the Texas thing has no other
player with three starts under his belt in college football. I think he only has like three starts. Would be put number one over Carson Beck, Cade Klubnik, Drew Aller, whatever you think of Carson Beck, Sam Levitt, Lenora Sellers, Rocco Beck. I mean, and DJ Lagway completely transformed the Gators season last year. I just think it's ridiculous that he's put at one and he's done the least of everybody on this list. He's done the least.
Let me ask you this and come at this from a different perspective. I know we got to get to Life Squid in just a second. Is this the least amount of star power that you can remember being on a top 10 list of quarterbacks in college football? Because for me, I'm looking at it, and obviously seeing Garrett Nussmeier play, Lenora Sellers, the guys that, Rocco Beck, all these guys that were in the playoffs. Yeah, I saw him play a couple games. But, like, we're not talking about anything close to the way we were probably 5 years ago in terms of the Joe Burrows and the Tuas and the Jake Fromms and the other kind of just absolute star power of names that used to sit out there in college football. We don't necessarily have those guys. And all apologies to Carson Beck, and I know there's still a lot of Carson Beck fans out there. I'm not sure he even belongs at three at Miami right now.
I don't know what Miami is going to be, so it's hard. I just think that I think that Carson Beck is expected to have a bounce back season in a lesser conference.
That's a good point. And I think competition won't be near as rough.
No, he's not going to play near as tough of a schedule either. I mean, he's got to play Florida again. But I don't, still don't know what Florida is. Florida got better last year. The season went on, but that's just how it is.
Yeah. He also doesn't want the smoke from Georgia Tech anymore, probably, given the Miami's recent history with Tech as well as struggles he has had. I think Drew Aller, for me, probably should be moved up the list. I love what he's been at Penn State the last couple of years. I know there's limitations. I also will say this. I think Quinn Ewers missed a big opportunity to not come back to college football. You can't tell me that you would have looked, no matter where Quinn Ewers would have landed, had it been Oregon or had it been Ohio State or whatever it would have been. Can't tell me, and I know he used to go to Ohio State. Can't tell me he wouldn't have been top three on this list. Even, and you could have made the argument, no matter where he'd been, probably should have been ahead of Arch Manning if he beat him out last year.
I don't know if he'd be top three on this list based on the way they ranked it. I mean, clearly they don't care about production.
And I like Tom Fornelli. I think he's pretty good.
I'm not a fan of the list.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do a weird thing with his rankings too? Like it's based on the last thing you did or something like that.
I think you're thinking of Josh Pate.
No. That's Tom Fornelli's quarterback rankings, he does something like weird, like he bases on the last thing you've done. Not your body of work or something.
Possibly.
Which is why
that would make me feel a lot better about this.
Which
list,
is why Arch Manning. I just think the fact that DJ Lagway is all the way down there is suspect to me. I think DJ Lagway is probably a top five quarterback next year.
Would you be willing to throw $20 on whatever his Heisman odds are right now? Because I think I would. I don't know what Florida is this year, but I would tell you this much: they're bought into DJ Lagway. And he's bought into them.
Well, they had a great recruiting class, and partly because of Lagway's influence on and getting involved. But do I know what he is? Or what Florida is? No. I think DJ Lagway, if he continues to show everything he is, which is he can develop and he's got the right mindset, could be a top five pick in 2 years. Because remember, he was a true freshman last year.
They hungry.
So. I mean, DJ Lagway, that's hungry. My dude. Always love my friends at Baron Burton's with the W sauce, the Fire Shire, the breakfast sauce too. And they're great. They got some great recipes that I've used some of them. And my boy Chaz at New Realm Brewing, Al N Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics.
Hoodoo! Yeah.
That's right, Dylan.
That we knocked back a bunch of those hazy like foxes, and I can tell you right now, it is New Realm Brewery weather outside. If you want to hit that Beltline and go sit on that rooftop up there, they got it going.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And, you know, speaking of beer, what's beer make you do?
Get rowdy.
Pee.
Oh, okay.
And Pac-Man Jones.
That too.
Pac-Man Jones went on Deion Sanders. What is it? He's it's his Tubi show.
Yeah, he's on Tubi. Every time I pull up the NASCAR channel on Tubi, he's right there. Said, I got time today.
It's called We Got Time Today.
Yeah.
And Pac-Man made some bold accusations, or claims, I should say, about the NFL drug testing system. And he says, I cheated the program. Like, I was really good.
Yeah.
This is his direct quote. People don't know how smart I am, but, like, I can say it now. I don't play no more, but, like, I never used my pee for a pee test. Not one time. Not one time.
That, yeah, okay. Well, let me just start with this before you get to the end of the story. Usually people that say nobody knows how smart I am, they're not usually that smart. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's just a broad-ranging thought process on that statement.
So Deion said that can't happen in today when they do it. And he goes, it can happen if you know what you're doing. Don't say it can't happen, Pop. Hey, Pop. Don't say it can't happen. This is I love Pac-Man Jones.
I love the fact that you're going verbatim, word for word, line for line. I love this.
And Deion's like, well, the reason it can't is they go in there with you. And he goes, no, they go in there and watch you pull it out.
Yeah.
You, Pac-Man goes, still can get them. And so Deion goes, all right, you know what? We're stopping right there. I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we dealing with?
But Pac-Man went on to say, they're giving guys opiates, pain pills, muscle relaxers. You're telling me that a guy that's smoking THC that is helping him perform more, or are you telling me that it's helping his body all for the weed? So Pac-Man Jones claims that he has a way, and he did it. He beat the system. Now, remember, Ontario Smith got caught with the Wizinator.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be a prosthetic he's talking about.
Which was that. But Pac-Man says he beat the system and he knew how. There's other ways that I've heard people have beat these tests, and it sounds extremely painful.
Yeah. Ooh.
Does
yeah,
it like kind
of go down that route?
Don't tell me we're talking about the old oil change for Blue Mountain State.
Yeah. No, I can't. Yeah.
That's what they called it, the oil change.
Not an oil change.
Y'all ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Is that what they called it on there?
Yeah, that's what they called it. They called it oil change. There was a whole episode around this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they called it oil change.
I
can just tell you, look, here's the thing. All I can speak on is I don't really remember the combine P-test, but I will say the guy that's in charge of this up in Flowery Branch, who really does it's not just the Falcons he does. He does, like, for the NFL. I think he does the whole state of Georgia. Like, he's all over the place. He takes a pretty good peek at that thing. You know what I mean? Like, he gets a little crick in the neck. You know, like, he's going to make sure he checks. He's checking the underside.
A crick
of the thing.
In the neck. Is
crazy. Hey, you know
I
what
just
mean?
Had,
like, hey,
I just had a.
Hey, he's cramping in the obliques.
I just had a
me.
Thought. Like, I just had a thought. I don't think I can say it on the air.
He's getting a good peek at that.
Other
thing,
than
you know
looking,
what I mean?
How else could you tell if it's real or not?
I don't know. I think he makes. I don't think
did he get
you
a
can
stick?
Just. I don't think you can just pull it out of your fly.
Does he get a stick and kind of?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he's checking. I don't know. I don't want to go any further, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, he's getting a good look at it. I don't think he just lets you pull it out your fly. I don't think that's a possibility either. I think it's a straight up, you got to pull your pants down. But that's neither here nor there. Look, there's a couple weird moments in that room. It's all right. He's getting a good look. He's getting a good look. He's trying to do his job very thoroughly.